crisis and economic depression, small business owners often struggle with making sales and keeping the loyalty of their people, because if you ain't selling, it's hard to pay the bills.
On the Ethical Sales Podcast, you will learn new ways to selling ethically and communicating with your people to create more loyalty and getting out of the rut of stress and frustration.
When there is plenty of sales, there should be plenty of profits to keep things flowing smoothly and everybody be happy.
Should we start this intro very softly and gently?
Oh, yeah, we have to. Everybody has to tone down a little bit because we're going to talk like pearls. Hey, do you have any more tea around here? No, let me get this candle. I'm getting this candle. Oh, I like how that smells. You smell that?
We forgot to turn on spa music.
Oh, yeah, you smell that?
Hang on.
The high S.
Hang on.
In the disc profile, is the high S. Pearls.
Hey, can you pass me one of those granola bars?
Sure, just a minute. The pearls are very steady, stable, and sympathetic.
If you're going to try to sell a pearl, more than likely he's going to be working at a church. Or she, right?
But they are people, people.
They are people, people.
They love,
and they love to serve.
Visiting.
What are you doing?
I got us the spa music.
Sounds like my truck.
Isn't that nice?
So pearls love serving other people. They're probably naturally the kindest people on the planet. If they shake your hand, they might be, if a guy or a woman shakes your hand and she or he takes your hand in both of her or his hands, it's probably a pearl. Sometimes when a pearl guy shakes your hand, you just want to say, man, shake it like a man.
Pearls are caring, serving, motivated by serving other people.
And almost always.
They're the people that are working at the church. Mm. They're the people down at the food bank. They're the people that their ticker is ticking when they are serving
other
those
people
around them.
Which can create a problem as well because they're always busy and never have time for themselves.
And they don't say no.
I was going to say, they don't know what the word no means.
They don't say no. My father-in-law's like
yes to everything.
I keep telling him, I say, man, you got to say no. I actually told him on a fishing trip recently. He's been on the mission board at their church for like probably 15 years, ever since I've known him.
Everybody else says no to taking his place.
Yeah. And I said, I told him, I said, listen, I said, in October, I think his term's up. I said, if you don't say no, I will call your mission board myself and I'm going to say no. Because I have enough ruby. And our whole family says, like, Dad, you have to get off the mission board.
If you're a pearl and you can learn to say this, no.
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 It will help
your
life.
It will change your life.
No. Just practice that. If you're listening right now, just say no.
It's pretty, N-O. Look at the alphabets, N-O.
No.
No. It will change your life.
Hey, can you do this for me? I would love to do this for you, but
no.
No. I would love to, but no. I have four children. I'm married to a pearl. Ironically, almost always in marriages, you're married to an opposite. Because opposites attract. When my wife and I met, I'm being myself and I'm just a people person. She's like, man, this guy's never met a stranger. And he's just like talking to people and people, you know, he's just like this people person. And she's kind of admiring that. And I'm sitting there watching her and she's an emerald pearl. And I'm watching her and she's just so perfect and so neat and has got everything in order, you know, and I'm like attracted to that. And then, you know, long story short, we dated and got married. And, you know, after we're married, she's going, hey, we don't have to be the last ones leaving church because I'm talking to people. You know, I'm like, I forgot my Bible in church. And she's like, let me go back in because she knows I'm going to find somebody to talk with. I'm like, yeah, but I like people. And she's like, yeah, but I just want to get away from people right now because that's emerald and pearl. I mean, pearls love people as well. They're people.
Just go home and light a candle.
Yeah, let's just go home and relax. But almost always opposites marry each other and the very things that attracted you to each other will tend to almost drive you apart when you're married. And so understanding some of these things in your marriage will dramatically help your marriage and help you compromise or understand or whatever. You're not going to go change the personality of the person that you're married to, but helping understanding it helps you do the things that are important for that person. Very kind people, very serving people to the point to where they neglect themselves, like you said.
Serving people to the point that they allow people to take advantage of them, but if you take advantage of them too long, and then they will turn into...
They can be very stubborn.
Yeah. Once you lose the trust of a pearl, they're probably the hardest to gain the trust back of all the personalities.
Because that's how they measure people. The pearl personality would measure people by their loyalty and their desire to keep things the same. They don't like change, but they're huge on loyalty. So how would you present or sell or do business with a pearl?
Maybe if your business gives back, let's say you give every roof, I know one of our roofers, they give a couple percent back. Every job they sell goes towards an organization, and the customer could pick the organization. That would be a great way. When you're serving a pearl, hey,
a company if, like you know, that is most likely owned by a pearl.
If we get this project, this is how you're helping. You want to show them how that they're helping. They're all about if your product's environmentally friendly. We do a lot of restorations, and it makes a lot of sense to a pearl to not tear that roof off and fill a landfill. They're also the tree huggers of the world. We're not tearing this off. We're helping the, you know, this is a friendly product or whatever.
If you're, so earlier on one of the podcasts we talked about, if you're a new guy, just being vulnerable and being honest and giving them giving the building owner or whoever you're working with appreciation for trusting you and allowing you mm-hmm. to potentially do their project, that's going to mean the most to a pearl. When you tell a pearl, look, you don't know the difference it makes for us and our company. Yep. We're new. We're not a super successful company. We're just starting up. But this opportunity, we're so excited. It makes such a difference for us. Here's some pictures of my family. If you want to talk about their families, the pearls are the best people to talk about you. Show them some pictures of your family, your kids, your wife, whoever, and just let them know.
And ask them about their family.
These projects put food on the table for my kids, and you make a difference. And we appreciate that. You know, most of these other personalities, yeah, you talk about family and stuff. That's great. But mostly talk about them and their families. With a pearl, you can talk about you a little bit more and get away with it, if that makes sense. Because they care more about you than the other people do. Mm-hmm.
So in wrapping this up, talking about personality styles, personality types, why is that important?
First of all, just listening to this podcast, it'll open your eyes to it. We're talking through some gems. So when we're referring to emerald, ruby, sapphire, and pearl, it's from the GEMS program. If you want to learn more, you can actually get on a website called DannyJohnson.com and order some books, and you can work through personality training programs with her. That's actually who we did it with. And so that's why we're using her names. I mean, there's a lot of personality types on the
market. You've got certified to be able to actually do something.
But before I understood this, I just thought that if I would tell my customer how much better our product is than the competitor and how much, you know, how good our product is and how long they've been around, and I would do all the demos and I would talk a little faster.
The sapphire standing there yawning.
Right. And we got a lot of jobs like that, but we probably didn't close more than 30% of the jobs that we looked at. And we were making better money our first couple of years than we ever had made in our lives. But I was very frustrated at that 70% that we were deadheading, because you're putting fuel in your truck and you're going out there and you're looking at roofs. And I thought, there's got to be a better way than losing 70%. I'm just not satisfied with that. We went through 6 or 7 days of training with her. I remember after the first day, I told my wife, because I think it's super important that your spouses go along to these trainings and help understand these things. I told her, I said, I thought this was about sales, but it's all about relationships. It's about understanding people. And they said, if your marriage is struggling, then you're probably going to struggle in sales because you're not doing things correctly there. How do you think you're going to go out in the real world and deal with people? You need to first take care of your family. And I'm like, yeah, that's great. You know, that's good advice. After we understood the personality type thing and mirror your personalities that you're dealing with. And we went out that year, and literally that year we closed over 80% of the jobs we looked at. We jumped our business about 4 times that year. We went from a couple $100,000 in sales to almost $1 million in sales that year. It was the first year we made real money. And really the only thing we changed was what we're talking with you guys about. It's understanding personality types. It's recognizing those personality types. And something nonverbal happens in our brains when we do this, that the other person's brain is saying, I like this guy. He's kind of like me. You know, when you're dealing with a pearl, you're just going to slow everything down. You're going to talk softer. You're not going to shake her hand or his hand hard. You're just going to slow things down, get in her world or his world. When you're dealing with a sapphire, you're just going to be a little bit more bubbly. You're going to have more energy. You're going to up your ante. You're going to up your voice. You're going to show him pictures, and you're going to be like, this is what we're going to take care of. Dude, you sign a contract here, you're never going to have to worry about your roof again. He's like, sign me up. You're going to have more fun for your hobbies. You don't have to worry about this anymore. But it's just understanding those different personality types and then mirroring them And honestly, it'll not only change your world, but it'll change the world of the people around you, including your spouse and your children. And
your children also have personalities at a very young age.
And I think in the future, we're going to talk about this some more in the importance of honoring other people, maybe, in your business. And I think that's really what it boils down to when you're making a sale. You're serving someone else, and when you understand their personality style, you can honor them. You can serve them
That's
in
right.
a great way, and it'll make you more money.
It ain't about you. It's about them. Thank you for listening to this week's podcast. Appreciate you guys tuning in.
Most salespeople know that they need to be likable and trustworthy, but it's hard to remember all the steps. Sales Made Fast and Easy is a printable one-page checklist that helps you quickly understand how your prospect wants to buy, so you can sell your product or service faster, easier, and so you get happier customers and more referrals. With this free checklist, we'll help you discover what motivates prospects to say yes and no, how to use questions as an effective tool for sales domination, why being yourself will make it easier for others to trust in you so you can serve them, and so much more. Download the Sales Made Fast and Easy printable one-page checklist now at leaderminded.com/sales checklist. leaderminded.com/sales checklist.